is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us on the phones, bring up whatever it is that happens to be on your mind. We're going to talk about just an outrageous story that is coming out of our very own New Hampshire to kick things off here tonight. But first, Mark, tell me about John Dennis.
John Dennis is a candidate for Congress out of San Francisco. He's a Republican running against Nancy Pelosi. And if you make your short list of crappy politicians, most people are going to put Nancy Pelosi near the top of that list. You really can't do much about Nancy Pelosi unless you live in San Francisco, right? Wrong. The average American can. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate to the campaign. They are busting through their campaign goals. They're making money hand over fist because people know that Nancy Pelosi, not a particularly savory character. She's not even campaigning at home. She's resting on her laurels. She's, after all, the Speaker of the House. What's she got to campaign for? So, you know, do what I've done. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today.
We've talked many times in the past on this program about DCYF or DCF or whatever the other various different alphabetical arrangements are that essentially demarcate a group of government bureaucrats whose job it is to essentially go around and kidnap children from parents. That's basically what they do. Now, maybe in some cases, their actions could be defended in the case of a parent that's actually beating their kids, for instance. But in many cases, the allegations against the parents are, well, paper thin and questionable and anonymous. And there are horrible, horrible things that are being done to families all across this country.
Right. And, you know, one of the things the Constitution guarantees is that the right to face your accuser. And when you put these faceless bureaucracies that don't answer questions between the real accuser and the individual who's being accused, you circumnavigate the Constitution, because the idea would be is if somebody,
which of course is nothing new,
nothing at all new. But the idea is that if you think that I'm treating my son Jack poorly, mm-hmm. you should have to take me to court and say, look, he's treating his son badly, and then if you here's the evidence that you lay out, and then the evidence that I'll give to say, well, that's not true. And then if you lose, you should have to pay my court costs.
Absolutely.
Now, this is the way that it would have been, you know, some period of time before they brought out CPS or DHS or HRS,
or whatever
it is, one of these Child Protective Services things. But now, you know, you skulk about and you get whatever evidence you get, and then you give it to some bureaucrat who then, you know, comes to my house officiously and says, your child is being mistreated. Come in. I'm going to come in now and gather some evidence against you.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that it's difficult to gather evidence from the outside of a house. I understand it is. But first off, you know, does this person have a warrant? If they don't, they're not allowed in.
By the government's rules.
Well, that's what you're supposed to be true. I've heard that they can give you a lot of trouble if you do not do that.
But, Mark, people are afraid of the government. So when a government agent comes up to their front door, they want to let them in. They want to show them there's nothing wrong inside their house. This must be a mistake. Huh. What is all this about?
Every reason to be scared.
May I get you some coffee?
Government. Yeah.
You know, that these government folks are somehow going to be, you could reason with them. You could show them the righteousness of your ways, and they'll just nod and walk off. Oh, what were we thinking?
What a mistake.
Oh, thanks for the coffee. Good night, old chap. No, it doesn't work out that way in many cases, that's
for sure.
Where they are kidnapping people's kids. And so just a few days ago here in New Hampshire, I guess it was Concord, where there's a hospital, and a mother just had a child and had their newborn taken from them by these DCYF people. And we can get into some of those details, but what I found was really telling was a story about the bomb scare, which is totally ludicrous. These people had their child taken from them. There are some activists up here that, well, they... They care about other people and the fact that they're being aggressed against. Whether or not it's their family or not, or their friend or not, doesn't matter to them. They came out and they held a protest out in front of this hospital for essentially going along with this program, these government bureaucrats.
Right. I mean, the hospital let these police officers, and I believe that there were more than a dozen of them on site for this, uniformed and in suits. And they let them just hang around until these people had the baby. And then when Mama had a chance to hold the baby, and then they took her away, we're going to let the doctor check him out. Her out. So then they take the baby away.
Subterfuge.
And the dad's asking some questions, and they quickly wheel her out of the room. And then the cops, then once they get out of the room, he's going after. And then the cops, you know, close in and stop him, you know, frisk him and all this other stuff. Now, one has to ask.
He must be a mad bomber or something like that, because they actually called out. This is what they want you to think, right? Because they actually called out the bomb squad. Yeah, yesterday, I believe it was, when they had a protest, and there were some folks that went out there to show they cared. They went out and they protested this hospital and the police and these DCYF people, or whatever the heck they are, these government bureaucrats that kidnap children. They went out to protest them. The bomb squad gets called out. Not because anybody called in a bomb threat, but because the hospital and the government wanted people to make sure they felt safe around the people holding signs out in front of the hospital.
Right, there was no bomb squad, a bomb scare, or you know,
of any sort. The scare was from the government by bringing the bomb squad in to hunt around.
Essentially, then paints these people as bombers. I mean, right?
Absolutely, it paints them as terrorists, as madmen, as you need to look out. These people are dangerous. We've got word that these free staters and these liberty activists up here are dangerous. They might be carrying guns in New Flipping Hampshire, in case you don't know.
Where it's legal to carry a gun. The guy could have had a gun on him while his kid was giving his wife was giving birth to his kid.
It's legal to strap a machine gun to your back, a huge samurai sword if you want to, in New Hampshire. You can wear whatever weapon you want to out in the open. And yet they act like there's, you know, some reason to be frightened. It's ludicrous. It was just a protest. So this all coming from these folks coming in and stealing these people's newborn. So, Mark, are these folks – you've done some digging. You've done some research into this. Are these people dangerous? Are they an imminent threat to their child's well-being?
Sure. I'm like anybody else out there, your average person, when you say that a family's had trouble with DHS or whatever. I immediately wonder, what about that family? Let me look into this. So I did. I looked as hard as I could. And apparently the mom has had some issues that her children were taken away from their caretaker. So she didn't have control of the kids. They were with somebody else. I'm going to guess her mom, but I don't know for sure. And then she had two kids that are older taken away. So I don't know what's going on with this lady. But let's say that she's the worst mom in the world. If she is, that's fine and that's okay. The question is due process, and what about the dad? The dad is not the dad of the other two kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't – whatever proceedings were taken against those other two kids and why they were taken weren't taken against the dad. Now
– yet he had his newborn stolen too.
Right. So if I decide to have a child with the worst mom in the world, does that mean I don't get to keep my kid?
Well, Mark, you can have your kid back after you hire a lawyer and go to court and
spend $50,000, right, and try to fight us off because we know what to do. With that, I was like, well, let's do a little digging here. Apparently, the police in his town know that he's a gun activist. He's a guy who likes guns.
Okay.
They've, as a matter of fact, charged him with carrying a concealed weapon without a permit.
A violation, I believe.
Yeah, that's a ticket. In the state of New Hampshire, you're talking about it's a $10 permit, and it's called a shall-issue permit. That means that chief of police shall issue it. If you go and ask for it, he's got to give it to you, or he's got to give a whole great big bunch of reasons why he doesn't.
Something particularly compelling or something like that.
Right. Obviously, nobody holds chiefs of police responsible for their actions, and they can screw with you if they want to do that, because that's the reality.
So he's a gun nut, so that justifies taking the kid?
I guess it does, right? Gun nuts shouldn't be allowed to have children.
Do you think that gun people...
Even if he is a gun nut. I mean, the biggest charge they could mention against the guy was concealed carry.
Do you think that's justified? 1-800-259-9231. You can comment on that or bring up maybe your story with DCYF or DCF or whatever they're called. HRS. 800-259-9231 or bring up anything. This is... Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than $1 per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, totally free. We've got news updates. You get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the list. We've got updates. Send you via email. We've got Facebook and Twitter. Get on over there at news.freetalklive.com and enjoy it all for free. Now, we're talking about a situation that's actually developed here the past couple of days, and this story, I believe, has broken at least nationwide, maybe internationally.
Some WorldNet Daily.
Yeah. So it's about this couple that is being accused, in this case, the man of the house is being accused of being involved with militias and buying guns. And so apparently that's why it's okay to steal their newborn child from them. The DCYF people, as they are called, or I'm not even sure if that's the correct acronym here in New
Yeah, in the state of New Hampshire, I wouldn't know what it is.
CPS maybe is what it is. But they came in, they stole their baby literally out from their arms at the hospital and swept it away. And they don't have their newborn at this point. And it's just crazy. Some liberty activists up here in New Hampshire have reacted by holding a protest. And I wanted to mention that this show is brought to you by the Free State Project. Mark, you and I moved here just over 4 years ago to New Hampshire from Florida as part of the Free State Project because we care about the freedom of other people, people that aren't harming others. And buying guns does not harm another person. So leave people alone if they haven't hurt anybody else. If you're sick and tired of people having their kids stolen from them, if you're tired of, you know, constantly more regulations and taxes and controls, and, you know, you want to turn that around, you want to go and, you know, get as small a government as possible, or maybe you're like me and you think that coercive government is an antiquated idea and we need to move past it into a voluntary society. If you love liberty, this is the place for you. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. I'm going to give you more detail on what happened here in New Hampshire with this madness, where this man's newborn, or this woman, and the woman in this case. We don't know much about these folks, but we're beginning to learn, and I haven't heard anything particularly objectionable as of yet. I know that Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has created a video on this. It's going to be posted shortly. I'll let you know when that's available. It's up at obscuretruth.com right now. We're going to put it up publicly over at freekeen.com shortly, so we'll be able to get more information from that. But honestly, I haven't seen it yet. It literally just posted moments ago. So we'll keep you clued in there. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts first, though. Paul is in Vancouver. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. Vancouver.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I kind of discovered you guys about a week ago, so I just want to thank you for all the great material you've been putting out. I've been hooked for the last week, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks for listening. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
So, yeah, I kind of had two points. One, just kind of quickly, I'm intrigued by the Free State Project. I'm living in Canada and I'm going to school for another year. You know, how's the process in terms of making the move, you know, across the border? Because from what I understand, you know, citizenship isn't exactly an easy process these days.
That is a great question. And having never had the difficulty of having to cross one of those imaginary lines in the sand in that fashion, I don't have any personal experience with it. And at this point, it's so early on in the Free State Project history that really all I know about is people visiting here from other countries and kind of checking things out.
I've seen them move, but usually they get some kind of work visa.
Okay. See, I haven't met any of those folks, or at least maybe I don't recall meeting them. So I don't know what the process is like. I don't know what the visa process is like. I imagine it's onerous. I imagine it's difficult. I don't know if getting married to somebody makes it much easier, but that's definitely, I think, some sort of a service that should be in demand, or maybe will be in demand. People moving here from another country, hooking up with somebody that knows what the heck they're doing when it comes to that process, because the immigration process in this country is maddeningly difficult and incredibly bureaucratic and very expensive as well. So I do not relish the position you're in.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, I think probably visa would be at least a temporary solution, probably the easiest way to go, at least to start. The second point I kind of want to bring up, I think a couple of days ago you guys were talking about the prostitution laws getting struck down up here in Canada. And, you know, we've kind of had a similar situation when the marijuana laws were struck down a while back. But not a lot changed, you know. The politicians seem to find a way around it, even if the courts strike it down. Mm-hmm. And I guess my question is, you know, there's a lot of progress being made. Sometimes when I go and I think about it, it seems so, the morality is so twisted. You know, we're putting people in prison for, you know, selling plants or, you know, giving people orgasms.
Or stealing their babies from them. Yeah,
and whereas we, you know, we honor soldiers or people that are professional killers.
Well, I don't do those things, right? I mean, I don't steal babies. I don't. I'm not included in that we, and maybe you aren't either. But you're using it because you're used to.
Yeah. So I guess just kind of what your thoughts are on, you know, what you're, you know, how we can kind of change this this morality that we have in terms of what's right and wrong, and how we can.
That's a good question, and I
morality
think
morality changes over time. I mean, that's the answer to that question. At one point, it was okay to own people. Now it's not. And you know that worked over. You know, some brave souls said no. No, this is not right. And then they talked to more souls, and some of them listened, and some of them said, you're nuts! You're a jerk! My God, industry and economy will collapse if we aren't able to own people. And, you know, they'll have all kinds of utilitarian arguments. Very rarely will you hear somebody argue from a moral standpoint. But that's fine. Now they'll have all their utilitarian arguments, and then over time you can kind of show them, hey, look, you know, hey, it's been 100 years since we own people here, and
everything's all right.
Everything's okay.
In fact, it's better, lot better.
Yeah.
And so that's a great point. And I think getting together with other people of a like mind are going to be that's going to be an important way to propagate those changes that you're looking for in morality in a faster manner. Because if people are alone in the wilderness amongst people that are making excuses for violence, which is essentially what the government is, it's nothing more than the aggression against peaceful people in order to attempt to mold them in some sort of grand vision of what society is supposed to be, or at least what some man's ideas of society might be. So getting people together, I think, is a very important factor there, because the more people you have that have a similar viewpoint, that have a similar set of values, similar morals, the more likely those people are going to be able to influence other people faster to bring them to a similar set of conclusions. So I think that's where the Free State Project really comes into play. Any other thoughts tonight, Paul?
No, that's it. Thank you guys.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to David listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, David.
Hi. This is the first time I've listened to you guys. I was pleasantly surprised to hear your topic. The story that you led off with it pretty much exactly mirrors mine. I mean, the details are slightly different, but the...
If you don't mind, I'd like to get those details from you. Can you hang on for a moment?
Yes.
We'll be back with David here at 800-259-9231. There are no shortages of stories that involve these government bureaucrats coming into people's homes and stealing their children from them. 1-800-259-9231. And yet, we all keep paying the taxes to support this. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. You'll find a lot of features there, including listening options. We've got the broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to enjoy those, plus get details on how to call our listen lines from any phone that can dial long distance. It's all there for you, all courtesy of QualityRental.com.
Yeah, QualityRental.com. They like the show so much over there. They wanted to do something special for the listeners, and that's listen.freetalklive.com. If you happen to be having an event, whether it's a party, wedding, barbecue, church gathering, anything like that, Quality Rental can handle your tents and chairs and stages and dance floors and all that rental stuff. Just go to QualityRental.com. It's in the southern New England area, I should say.
Okay, so I had we've been talking about this outrageous story where the government bureaucrats have come in, they have kidnapped somebody else's child. This is not an unusual case. It's tragic how, well, common these stories have become, where they can just come in and take your children from you, or your teenagers from you, or whoever, your kids.
Your loved ones.
Yeah, your loved ones. Take them out of your life. And they did this in a hospital. They kidnapped a newborn. Liberty activists up here in New Hampshire have responded so far in support of these folks, because there's no reason that it's been given to not support them. I mean, the best the government people can say here, all they pretty much got, according to Will Grigg over at the Pro Libertate blog,
is that he's allegedly associated with a militia, which they're calling the Oath Keepers.
Right, the Oath Keepers. It's an organization of law enforcement officers and military people that have said that they will not obey an unconstitutional order.
Right, I never heard that the Oath Keepers were a militia. That's news to me. And also that he purchased several different types of weapons, including a rifle, handgun, and taser. That's the reason to take a child from somebody?
This is America. You've got the Second Amendment. He's supposed to be able to own any weapon he wants.
So, by the way, I said that we're going to post that. It's up now over at freekeen.com. There's a video that our friend Sam from obscuretooth.com put together. That's available now with, I believe, an interview of the father in this case. Again, I haven't seen the footage yet, but it's there at freekeen.com. We go to your phone calls. David is listening in Albuquerque at Akiva, and you're about to tell us your story, David.
Yeah, and before we get started, is your email and snail mail contact info on your website so that I can send you documentation of this story?
Sure, yeah, there's an About Us page. You can get email addresses there.
Okay, sure. Well, anyway, I was a stay-at-home parent to my 1 and 3-year-old from the time that they were born and until I last saw them. And the way this started is my ex and I split up. And without going into all the details, she was hostile to me, and she found a new boyfriend and moved in, and so didn't really need me anymore. And she finally got to the point where she didn't want to see me anymore, so to do exchanges, which we had been doing, so she decided that she was only going to allow me to see my children at a supervised visitation until we got in front of a judge, because she had filed for custody. So we got in front of a judge in about 2 months down the road. And so we were doing this supervised visitation against my will, but her generic ex parte order that they get when they filed for custody allowed her to do what she pleased until the judge said otherwise. Hmm. So anyway, I'm visiting my children, paying to visit my children for an hour twice a week at a place I'm not very happy about. And I don't know if you know how supervised visitation goes down. Are you familiar with that?
No. Is she getting to choose where you get to meet your kids? Is that how that works?
There are facilities that are established for this. Some of them are not-for-profit organizations. Other ones do it for profit, and they charge for their time. And, yeah, what you do is it's for parents that aren't mature enough to see each other face-to-face. So one parent has an appointment to show up at like 9 a.m. and the other one shows up at 9:15.
Mm-hmm.
The first one goes into one room and the second one goes into another room, and then they move the children, and then
wow.
The first one leaves.
And that's
so ludicrous. And so, it's so anti-human. Now, wait, just to pause your story for a moment. You got to this place, this ex parte motion. She's breaking up with you. She doesn't want to have anything to do with you. But did she make some sort of allegation about you to get that issued? Or is it just like they just normally issue it to anybody that comes in and asks?
As long as they have two X chromosomes.
Yeah, you don't have to allege anything. If you split up and you're a parent, either parent can go open a case, file a petition for custody just by paying the filing fee, and then you get a generic order, an ex parte order if you have the children already in your possession, that gives you temporary custody of those children until you get in front of a judge, which usually takes 2 or 3 months till your first court hearing.
Hmm.
And
wow.
So that's the phase that we were in. And ex parte, if you probably know what that means. It means that both sides haven't presented any argument. Only one side did. They only heard one side,
mm-hmm.
And that's only in the form of filling out the application or filling out the initial petition and paying the filing fee, and then you get this ex parte order, which is the generic. It's the same order to everybody who files.
Right. So let me see if I got this straight. So if an abusive parent files the ex parte motion first, then they get to hold on to the kids for 2 months while the government schedules a court hearing.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. As long as that person actually has the physical control of the child, the children at the moment. Yeah, the police can't come unless there's something else alleged and they're coming to investigate a crime.
Yeah.
They can't come and take that child. It has to wait until a judge sorts it out at the hearing. So we were in that phase waiting, and this organization, it was a place called the Neutral Corner, or is, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they're a subsidiary of YDI. They have a reputation, this isn't my words, they have a reputation in the community as having a strong feminist agenda.
Mm-hmm. And there indeed, out of approximately 8 staff members there, one was male, the rest were female. They were mistreating me, in my opinion, and so I stood up to them, and I would tell them, you know, this is what you're doing, I don't like it, stop it. You know, where's the complaint form? I want to file a complaint now. And
how were they mistreating you, if I may ask?
They were, let me go back, and they were hostile. I mean, just hostile action towards you, controlling, and then things like, I wear contacts. One for instance is I would, before or after a visit, I might use their bathroom and be in there like 20 minutes cleaning my contact lenses because they were irritating. And they would come knock on the door and apparently they were suspecting that I was either doing drugs or else was a homeless person and I was taking a bath in there or whatever. It was just constant harassment about
wow.
this, that, or the other thing. But so the point of that is that I was in a, informal and formal, complaint process up through the levels from staff member to supervisor supervisor, and it was becoming heated, not in any way that made it such that that anybody was being disorderly, but it was, you know, I'm not happy with them and they're not happy with me, and that's the environment. Okay, so mm-hmm. we're doing the supervised visit, and if you haven't done that or you don't know what it is, you have to know because it makes all the difference as to how you view this.
Please tell.
So for the supervised visitation. Is generally in a room that's about the size of your living room, and there's toys and such for the kids, and chairs and sofas to sit on and whatever, and that's where you spend your 1 or 2 hours that you're paying to visit your children.
Oh, I bet the kids love that, huh? They just love that foreign room that they have to go and see daddy in.
Yeah,
it's so
really
clinical and so
really comfy there.
Yeah, it sounds horrible. And what are you paying, by the way, before you go on describing it?
Well, it depends. A for-profit business like that, they bill the two parents $35 an hour split between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a not-for-profit, so it was about half that. It was like, I think they charged $15 an hour split between the two parents. But if you think that's bad, it gets worse. There's a camera in this place. There was a camera on 3 of the 4 walls. There was a one-way mirror into the office on one of the walls. And then there's a monitor, and that monitor's job that they're paid to do is to watch you continuously. They're not allowed to not watch you. They have to, and also, if you turn away from them, like your kid goes over a different side and you turn to where your kid went, the monitor walks around so that they can continue to see your face. And they can't be any farther from you than about 12 feet. So if you walk across the
David, room, I want to get you to continue this story here. It is fascinating. If you can, hang on. We'll come back. More with, it's probably not bizarre. This is probably very typical, Mark, at this point. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Come. Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification, are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer special now at herbalhealer.com.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. We're focusing on the bureaucrats that kidnap people's children. They call themselves DCF, DCYF, CPS. You make up the acronym, but that's, you know, they always have some sort of set of letters that signifies we're the people that take your kids. And so we're talking about that, and we're of course getting your stories as well, because what happened here in New Hampshire just a couple days ago is these bureaucrats came in and stole an infant, a newborn, out of the arms of the mother.
Clearly, there wasn't a lot of abuse going on at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, the woman had held the child for a moment.
So we're talking about these inhumane circumstances that these government laws and bureaucracies force people into in order to just experience a little bit of time with their children. We're going to continue that here in a moment.
Right, and I wouldn't recommend using jurisdictionary.com for something as big as this, but jurisdictionary.com is a course that will teach you how to use the legal system. It doesn't matter whether you're a plaintiff or a defendant.
If you can't afford an attorney, you can't afford
an
attorney.
You need something. If you can't afford an attorney, a jurisdictionary might be that thing. But you better get educated, and you better get thoroughly educated. Jurisdictionary is an overview on how to put in motions and move the court and get evidence and things like that. It is it's a great little CD, four CD course. You can learn it in a single weekend. The average eighth grader can understand it. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I am using it right now to contest a speeding ticket. Jurisdictionary.com.
So we've been talking with David, and he's been good enough to stick on the line with us here. David, are you with us?
Yes, sure am.
All right. Now, you're calling from Albuquerque. I believe you're listening on Kiva out there. And first time listening to the show, we're glad you're here and telling this story, because I'm sure your story is not uncommon. You had a relationship. Was it a marriage? I missed that point. Or
I'm sorry, say the last part.
Was it a marriage that you'd had? I missed that point.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was a common law marriage. We hadn't actually gotten married, but we'd lived together for like 6 years and had two children.
Gotcha. So she wants to leave. She files this ex parte motion that, according to, I guess, the law out there, basically allows the government to say, okay, well, one parent has the kids and they've decided that they're contesting custody of these children, so we're going to just go ahead and grant that one parent, because they filed the motion first, total custody over their children, and then we're going to schedule a hearing 2 to 3 months later. And ended up being that you were having to meet with your kids at this supervised center, this neutral ground, where, as you put it, parents that aren't mature enough to meet one another, in this case I presume you mean your ex-wife, not mature enough to actually meet face-to-face, have this little interlocking airlock system where one parent goes in one side, the other parent goes in the other, they transfer the kids, and the kids end up in the middle with somebody monitoring the entire time. And that's what you were describing to us, cameras in the room, a one-way mirror that people can watch you through. There's somebody actually physically in the room with you who's just kind of following you around, basically, and that's where we left off your story. Did I miss anything?
No, that's pretty much it. And, yeah, their job is to follow you around. They're not allowed to. This room is like 30 feet long, and I had a one-year-old and a three-year-old, and the toddler was running all over. So I would be at different parts of the room, which meant that this woman had to, you know, follow me like a trailer. And then they also
I want to clarify something here. Apparently this woman in the room, she's in a living room sized room. We're not talking about the Superdome here. She had to be within 12 feet of you and keep your face in view at all time. I'm just trying to figure out why she needs to see your face. Is it in case you get a lecherous grin? I mean, it would seem like she would be able to see you do anything bad from within the room, and if you were going to do something bad, that she wouldn't really be able to stop you by looking at your face first. I'm just trying to get that.
Yeah, well, you would think, and yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, a lot of these things, and we haven't gotten to the strangest part yet. So she has to keep your face in view conceivably so that you can't communicate to the child things that she can't monitor.
I see.
Because one of the other rules is you can't say anything to your child in a low enough voice that the monitor can't hear it. and then also, I guess this should be obvious by now, the bathroom that's available, if your child needs to go to the bathroom, you can't go in there with the child and close the door. You have to leave the door wide open.
That's nice.
Yeah. And we're doing this, and it didn't start out as supervised visitation. It started out that my ex simply was, we were doing supervised exchanges there because she didn't want to see me anymore. So we did that for a number of weeks, and then I had called up to schedule another week's worth of visits, and they told me that she wasn't agreeing to any more supervised exchanges, only supervised visitation.
And was it at this point that you had not yet even had a court hearing?
Yes. This is all without ever seeing a judge.
Got it. So she just arbitrarily decided, okay, well, now you don't get to take the kids out of the building.
Yeah, it would appear to be arbitrary, and I never was given a direct explanation. I was able to deduce over the upcoming weeks that there is a clause in this generic order that says, quote, if safety is a concern, supervision shall be supervised. I'm sorry, visitation shall be supervised. So apparently she was using that clause because I heard her mention in subsequent hearings and such. She brought up the fact that the last visit that I had with my child in the normal manner, where we had exchanged it, exchanged the children, I'm sorry, like adults, he was with me for 3 days, and he had stubbed his toe because I let him go without his shoes in the backyard, and he had a flap of skin, and it had bled. And once again, he's a toddler. He had chipped a canine tooth on his upper canine tooth, which neither of us saw him do, but she blamed that on me. And then he had gotten a very bad diaper rash, which partly was my fault because I didn't change his diapers often enough. And that may have made it that he wouldn't have gotten that bad of a diaper rash as he did. However, he did get that same diaper rash. It was a yeast type infection, He did get that same rash like 6 or 9 months earlier when we were still living together.
Kids get stuff. I mean, they break things. Things happen.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so that's what she used to call me unsafe, you know, to make safety a concern. That's how she justified not letting me have my own children again. And remember, I was the stay-at-home parent, the primary caretaker of those children 24/7 from the time that I caught them, literally caught them, to the time that I was kicked out of their lives, with the exception of the period of time where she was heavily pregnant and recently delivered of our second child, at which time I went out and worked until she recovered.
How many parents have a child, a baby, that doesn't get a diaper rash at some point?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. My wife is a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, that's what she does, is take care of my son. And he's still had little spots, you know, he never got a full-fledged diaper rash, but, you know, little red spots, and she put that Desitin stuff on him. Boy, he doesn't like that. I think it burns a little.
So what else do you want to tell us about these supervised visits? Is there anything else of note, other things you want to share about your story?
Yeah, you'll like this one here in a minute. But anyway, so these the very last time that I saw my children, it was a 1 hour visit, and about 20 minutes into it or so, the monitor woman who was I forgot to give you this part. The monitor also is required to write notes of what is going on in the room. You know, in addition to the video cameras that are supposedly running, she's required to write notes. And not just when there's something noteworthy, they literally write continuously. So every time, I mean, you're sitting there, and there's this woman sitting on the couch 10 feet away from you, looking at you and writing notes, and she never stops writing. I've read some of the notes. It's really inane stuff that they write, because dad looked at that son. Son ran across room. Son picked up toys. Anyway,
crazy.
So they're doing that. And in this context, about 20 minutes into the visit, I was changing my children's diapers. This was a visit with both children were there, the 1-year-old and the 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And remember, I was accused of being unsafe because I didn't change my kids' diapers often enough. And so I made sure to change their diapers during this supervised visit because I was accused of not doing it often enough. And, I was sitting down on the floor, changing the diapers, and the woman had said to me, my boy, the toddler, had stripped his clothes off down to his diaper, and he's running around in the room in his diaper, and she said to me, you should put his clothes back on. And I said,
why?
Well, that's exactly. But what I said to her, and I snapped at her, I said, lady, don't tell me how to parent my children, because I'd have the same problem.
Right. I want to keep this going. If you don't mind, can you hang through the news?
Yeah.
I want to hear more about this. It's a 1-year-old. They get naked.
Oh, this was the 3-year-old.
Is there a problem? 3 years old. Whoopie-doo. Is there a problem with that, running around the room with a diaper on? And more coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.